Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you think Amazon, shop through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Hey there, we thank you so much for downloading, streaming, and sharing Fat Guy Radio Show with all your friends, all your coworkers, and all your neighbors. Look, there's no secret about it. We couldn't do this show without your support. Yes, Fat Guy Radio Show is listener supported. So we just want to start the show off by telling you thank you and thank you and thank you. And now, here's an all new show. Now, where the hell did I put that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
What should be done with him?
I don't know.
I don't think that's true. I think you have some very definite ideas about what should be done with Danny, and I'd like to know what they are.
Well, I think... Maybe he should be taken to a doctor.
You think maybe he should be taken to a doctor? When do you think maybe he should be taken to a doctor?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
You believe his health might be at stake?
Yes.
You are concerned about him.
Yes.
And are you concerned about me?
Of course I am.
Of course you are. Have you ever thought about my responsibilities?
Oh, Dick, what are you talking about?
Have you ever had a single moment's thought about my responsibilities? Have you ever thought for a single solitary moment about my responsibilities to my employers? Has it ever occurred to you that I have agreed to look after the Overlook Hotel until May the 1st? Does it matter to you at all that the owners have placed their complete confidence and trust in me and that I have signed a letter of agreement, a contract, in which I have accepted that responsibility? Do you have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is, do you?
From the BDB Production Studios in Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of the Valley of the Sun, it's Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
Scared the heck out of me.
What is happening right now? October 25th, 2014, live from Studio G, trick-or-treating with nothing on under our costumes at the BDB Radio Network. Welcome to Fat Guy. I don't know why that made me laugh. Fat Guy Radio Show, I'm your host, Corito Blazito. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. Follow us on the Twitter and Instagram at Fat Guy Radio Show. Spread the word about the show by liking, sharing, and following Fat Guy Radio Show on all your social media. Yeah, do it. Thank you, boys.
I didn't know Polybius gave you a nickname.
Corito Blazito?
Yeah, he gave you one of his, what is it, heritage names?
Yes.
Yes, heritage names. Yeah, you know what else he gave me?
What?
The link to Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Official announcement! Official announcement! Despite what you hear on other shows, today starts the holiday season. Today starts the holiday season. Amazon recognizes the early bird shopper. Like the old saying says, the early bird gets the worm. Amazon already has great holiday toy deals just for you. It's never too late to get those holiday gifts. Don't be part of the last minute gifters out there. Shop early and shop through the Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. This is our biggest financial season right now for the show and the network. Give us the gift of sharing our Amazon link with your on your social media, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, whatever you have. Help us out. It won't cost you more when you shop through our link, but you'll still get all the amazing Amazon deals on shipping and all your Prime benefits when you shop through the Fat Guy Radio Show Amazon portal. This holiday season that starts today starts at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. That's how you sell it, boys.
Does it start today?
It starts today.
Today.
When does it start, Philippius?
Today.
When?
Today.
Today. Holiday season starts today. Today.
Yesterday.
Why tomorrow.
Why are you just... Why? Why?
Last week.
We're trying to feed the board here.
Today.
We're definitely not pulling enough money to feed our families.
Today.
We're all going to have to get in our brand new cars, park them behind a Home Depot.
Today.
And panhandle on the street.
I'm today. Down for that.
When?
Today.
When?
Today.
And we will announce our love officially when, DT?
Today.
Next week.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We got a packed show. DT's here. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you? Why do you do that?
Because that's my number one job title.
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. It is your number one job title. Philippus is over there. How are you, buddy?
I am fantabulous.
Good. Hey, boys, we got a really big thing to start right here at the top of the show. We got to do it. We're going to be making an old phone call. Mm. Philippus is controlling the controls over there. What can possibly go wrong?
Everything.
But we're going to make a phone call to someone that has never been on this show before.
Never?
What? Yeah,
Are you serious? And you know this person?
I do know this person.
Boy. Wait, how have they never been on the show?
Because this is my stolen oldest son.
Stolen? So you kidnapped.
But my thing is, everybody's been on the show. Even in their, like, lowest, drunkest moment of their life, they've somehow stumbled upon the show.
But this is my quiet, not quiet, a little, maybe a little shy, my oldest. And, you know, he's too hip to be on the show.
Oh, he's just too cool for
school. He's just too school for cool.
What?
Yeah. Dang. But today, I told his little ass, I said, well, his big ass, because he's taller than me now.
Well, he's that's not hard.
Because today, yeah, that's true. He's celebrating a very thing. It's his birthday, so we're going to sing happy birthday to him. Are we ready to go on this here?
Yeah, yes. All right. Oh, there he is.
So hopefully he'll answer his phone. If he doesn't, you know, so we're calling my 18-year-old Dominic on his birthday, and nine out of ten times he doesn't answer his phone,
he'll call you back,
and then he'll end up calling me back, even though I told his little self, hey, you're gonna be getting a call. See, this is, they don't, my kids,
this person see, cannot be reached at
see,
the that, moment
see, that's just not right.
He hit the ignore button on you.
He totally did. He totally just ignored my call.
Nah, he let,
it didn't
he,
ring
no,
enough
it rang enough.
No,
he
didn't
hit the ignore. He hit the silent button on his side so that he didn't hear the ringer anymore, and he let it ring out.
I can tell you exactly where he is. His phone is probably somewhere in his pants, and he's on the basketball court.
Probably.
Because he is my basketball star.
Yep.
Well, I gave him his chance at fame, and he just squandered it away.
Squish.
I see a little pain behind those eyes.
Just a little bit. I was really expecting my boy to be on the show.
Wow. I guess he won't.
One more time.
Call him again.
Call him one more time.
Maybe he didn't hear the phone.
Maybe he didn't hear the phone.
All right, we'll give him another ring ding ding here.
See what happens. Whoa, that was a quick
ring. Yeah, that was a quick ring. My feelings are kind of, I am going to be a little crushed if he doesn't answer.
I'm hoping he answers right now.
My fingers.
It doesn't look like he's going to answer. Oh. Wow.
I just see hope and faith.
This person.
Oh!
No!
No!
Oh!
He wasn't ready. He's...
Oh, man. My heart hurts right now.
My heart hurts, too. So I'm going to call his mama.
Oh.
All right. Let's see. Oh, man. That's what you got to do. If you can't get the son, you got to call the mama.
Now, I know they're at the park right now at his birthday party. Which really isn't a party when you're 18. It's just a whole lot. I can guarantee you.
I have reached.
Oh!
You got ignore button on that one.
Oh.
That was, she didn't give you the respect to let it ring out.
Oh, man.
What?
No love.
Call her sister.
No.
Call her sister.
Oh, wow.
No love. No love.
No love for Corrido Bandito. Oh man.
It's his 18th birthday.
I think he's 81, not 18.
Oh man. And I told him, I says, son, I'm gonna be calling you.
Did you talk to him?
No, that was a problem. I communicate with him the way that any person can communicate with a teenager these days.
Text message.
I text him.
You should try Facebook.
I was gonna say money.
Nah, he was lit up pretty good for his big 1-8.
Oh, nice.
So he's good to go. So now I'm
heartbroken.
A little bit. I'm a little distraught that that didn't work through.
I feel bad.
See, if you left it the first time, you would feel as bad.
See, but in my mind, I had this thing played out. Like, I'm pretty, like, psychic.
Yeah, you are.
A little bit. And I felt like if we called one more time, if we called just one more time, he was going to answer. I felt it in the stars. I felt like that first one, he's going to be like, oh, hey, I'm sorry I missed your call. How's it going? And it'd have been a miracle. Yeah. A Halloween miracle.
No, it was
a great pumpkin.
It was the Halloween shaft. I just got the Halloween shaft.
We need that in the sound bed. Doom, 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 chicka, 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 doom, doom. The theme from Shaft. Now every time someone gives you the shaft, you just play the theme.
We
from
need
shaft.
To play that. We need to get on that. We need intern to get on that.
All right, intern. Oh yes, intern's back.
The intern is back there behind old Full Olympias. Lean over there, Full Olympias. Let's see the old intern. The mic stand is perfectly positioned so we couldn't see him.
Yes, he broke out of Alcatraz.
Yeah, he sure did, clearly. All right, that's enough of you.
All right, no one cares about intern. Right,
I guess he...
All right.
I'm glad you made it to the...
He's good.
No, the intern helped me out a lot. He helped with all the graphics that are on the old Ustream. Even though he's not our official intern, the intern anymore.
No.
Because he has moved on to bigger and better and lower things.
Yes.
I think now he is a waste management professional. He pretty much walks around and just throws stuff away.
Yeah, pretty much. What he's not sitting at bus stops.
Or skating down to the old store down there.
Yeah, like that. All right, so we get to the studio today. I got to share. Okay. We get to the studio today, and Mocha Cup decides that, because last week he admitted that, you know, he's still, you know, we're still working on the wheels. We're still working on getting the wheels under the under his belt. And, you know, I've offered him to have one of the vehicles that I own.
One of the 15.7.
But he hasn't necessarily fully agreed to the terms that I've laid out, Philippians. You know what I'm saying?
No, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, because... Oh! Here's the boy. He's calling back.
I know!
Let's see. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Fat Guy Radio Show, my new 18-year-old, Dominic. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, yeah.
Hey,
welcome, Dominic, to the show. He is my basketball star. He is my oldest. I am the proudest of the proudest of this kid right here, folks. You just don't know. Tell your sister to shut up. We're on the air.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Are you guys on your way to the park now, or are you guys already there?
We're here playing basketball right now.
I told you he was out on the basketball court.
I told you that was a legitimate ring out. He didn't send you to the voicemail.
Yeah, because Dominic, my feelings were a little hurt because I thought you had blocked my call and just put reject.
Oh, no, I was just getting buckets.
I see you, Uncle Drew. Get buckets, then.
Get buckets. So how does it feel to be 18 years old?
Pretty good.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Yeah.
Looking forward to life.
Yeah, of course, life is going to be really good. I think this is the first appearance you've ever had on the show. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Oh, well, that's because your brother and your little sister have been on the show all the time, and we can't get them to go away.
Nope.
So when they turn 18, I won't call them.
No, it's okay. Just call me.
I will. So so everybody is there at the park. I'm not there, but I have an excuse because I filled your pockets up last night. So I have a reprieve. So he's nice and thick right now, Dite.
In the midsection?
Yeah.
So his pockets are on creatine?
His pockets are on creatine. I don't know what that means.
Creatine's a muscle building thing, so it makes you bigger. So his pocket got bigger.
Like, I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm fat.
Because you're always on creatine.
Oh. I'm not on creatine. I'm on crackers and milk.
Graham crackers?
Crackers and milk. All right, Dominic. Well, happy birthday, buddy. I'll let you get back to the basketball court, man. And
all right. Thank you.
And I love you, and I will see you very soon. All right, man?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye. That is, there he goes. That's my boy.
I'm so glad he called back. Cause
I am too. Because, man, if you're watching on Ustream, you can just see the love and the fate and the hurt in my eyes.
The bottom of your eyelids just got all full of tears.
He was like,
mute this phone track so I can switch it over back to iPad. What was I doing? DT, what was I doing?
My baby
is ignoring
my
me.
My baby don't want to answer the phone. No.
Sound like the Cowardly Lion off the Wizard of Oz.
If I were king of the forest.
I literally, as the phone kept ringing, I literally just like, in my heart, I'm just like, he doesn't want to talk to me. He's 18. He just says, screw you, fat boy. Yeah. I'm grown as hell now. I'm a grown ass man, dog.
He turned 18 and he was gone.
He was out. I love him to death. That really is the first time he's been on the show in 4 years.
Hey, he made a pretty good impression on me. I mean, getting buckets.
That you know what? If he could sleep on a basketball court, he would.
You should tell him to listen to Full Court Press Radio.
He does.
Oh,
not.
Yeah? Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
You, see?
If I were king, I live for now.
See, he's getting ready to do the old, the whole heist, the old transition into college.
Oh, yeah.
So this is last year of high school, and you know what school I'm rooting for.
What school are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for GCU!
Oh, you
I want him to go to
lope up.
I want him to lope up. I want him to go to GCU lope and play and basketball at GCU.
Oh, Thunder.
Oh,
Thunder.
Oh,
Thunder.
Oh,
Thunder.
Thunder. I want him to go to GCU.
That'd be pretty cool.
But his mama wants him to go out of state.
What? Why?
Because she just thinks that. I don't know.
Most parents want their kids to stay in state so they can love on them.
I want them to go to GCU because I am a firm supporter of Grand Canyon University. And I think that their academic program is amazing there. And I think that their sports program under Dan Marley and Jerry Colangelo has elevated college sports.
Yes, and I would agree with you. And he can redshirt. And if he plays ball over there, like, he gets to get coached by Dan Marley.
Yes. And it's not just that. It's not just all about sports, because I know he wants to be on the basketball court. But I think academically, the environment of GCU's campus, the curriculum of GCU, and the programs that are offered there is amazing. It doesn't have anything to do necessarily with it being a Christian school. It's just an all-around school that is leading the way of leading this new revolution of in-school participation. I mean, to the point where they are having students from out of state come in to GCU before they are rivaling ASU.
Yes.
They're rivaling ASU when it comes to academics, when it comes to the sports program. The only thing that they don't have is a football team. Mm. That's the only thing they don't have. But their other teams, their basketball teams, did last season, a year went to Division I. You know, so I'm all in on GCU. It's just not the whole thing that I want to be with Dan Marley. I just like that school. If I was of his age, I would want to go to GCU. I wish my certificate said GCU instead of Harvard. You know, I don't want my son to be so snooty like that. I want him to grow up and have a good collegiate career. For people running around in the world that are like me. See, I want best for What the hell?
I don't know why you farted at the end.
It happens because I force it out.
I'm sounding pretty wet, too.
Yeah, I don't want it to. I don't want it to. Like...
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Oh,
man. I can smell it.
Oh, no. That's not right.
What did you have crawl up your butt and die?
Oh, that Pop-Tart.
Hey, this Pop-Tart's pretty good, though.
You okay, so we were saying that. I was talking about the intern and what D-Tay did to him. Because D-Tay is responsible.
We don't have time for that.
I'm sorry, intern. Well, hell, you weren't ready.
No, he wasn't ready.
All right. Let's take a quick break. Happy Halloween, everybody, or happy harvest.
Happy holiday harvest.
What do other people say? The people that don't want to get into Halloween.
Happy Harvest Day.
Happy Harvest Day.
Happy pumpkin eating.
Carving.
Happy sad life. There you go.
Yeah, happy sad life. We'll be back on Fat Guy Radio Show, and we'll talk about, I've got some sad breaking news on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene, trick or treat.
Tell the neighbors on your diaphragm.
It's our town, everybody's cool.
It's time for Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. New sponsor alert, they're still here. New sponsor alert, they're still here. Did you just look over at my hand because I have my hand extended?
Yes, I did. I was like, wait, where are they at? Where are they at? No.
They're over here. They're over here in my hand. In my hand, oh, D-T, I hold stdcheck.com. When it comes to your sexual health, folks, there's no joking about it. What is stdcheck.com? stdcheck.com is the industry-leading online STD testing provider. Fast, private, and affordable STD lab testing. 100% confidential STD testing. 5-minute testing. Get results in 1 to 2 business days. All tests are FDA approved. Same day testing also available. And they offer over 4,000 testing centers nationwide. Take your health seriously. Get tested. If you don't know, find out. And find out through stdcheck.com, through the STD Check banner on our website, or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/stdcheck. Don't wait. The life you save may be your own. Don't live in worry. Know your status. Get tested and get tested today. Click the banner on our website at fatguyradioshow.com or fatguyradioshow.com/STD check. And we thank STD Check for becoming a part of the Fat Guy Radio Show family and the B2B Radio Network.
Yep.
Yes.
You can never be too safe out here with all
you,
these.
You can never be too safe.
Jigaboos.
And the itchy scratchies. Get your itchy and scratchies checked.
Ain't nobody got time for crabs unless it's coming from Red Lobster.
Ain't nobody got time for crabs.
I think I'm going to go there after work.
I like how you do that in your sweet Georgia Brown.
Yeah.
Voice. Ain't nobody got time for crabs.
Ain't nobody got time for crabs. I came downstairs and I wanted to get me a cold pop. And I looked outside. I said, good Lord, there's a fire.
And I ran out and I forgot slippers and everything. And I said, ain't nobody got time for crap.
I came outside with my slippers and everything, and I looked down, and my boobies were swinging and dangling, and I said, ain't nobody got time for brawls.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, what? I have some breaking news. Sad news. My heart is broken. No, my son did not avoid my phone call. This is more sad breaking news, man.
Okay.
Let's go around the room here. Guess what could possibly has made me sad? Let me give you a little bit of some hints here. It's made me sad. Something that I've done for 6 years, and I have featured several encounters of this news on the show, and it took me by surprise. So I will give you a bell or a dinger if you guess what could possibly has caused my heart to weep. We'll start with you, Philippians.
Start with me, all right.
Uh-huh. What do you think has happened?
Hmm.
Nope, I'm sorry, that's wrong. DT, what?
Did Del Taco stop Taco Tuesday? Because that'll break my heart as well.
No, Del Taco did not stop Taco Tuesday. Right. They introduced Taco Thursday.
What?
What?
Taco Thursdays too?
Yes.
That's not sad news. That's great news.
I know, but I have sad news. Philippians, guess what it is? You know me well.
Your house burned down?
No, my house did not burn down. No. Intern, the intern, do you have a guest? No, I'm sorry. That's wrong.
Did McDonald's stop supersizing?
Why is it all around food?
Because you're fat. Oh. It's funny because it's true.
It's funny because it hurts. Oh, you sexy son of a monkey. All right, Philippians, we'll give you one last go.
DT broke your heart.
No, DT did not break my heart. He wouldn't be sitting there if he did. DT, last guest.
Did you finally taste Buca de Beppo and it was horrible?
I don't even know what Buca de Beppo is.
I don't either.
No. Gupta's Laundry is closing.
What?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wait, what is Gupta's Laundry?
Gupta's Laundry is the place that I have gone to do my laundry for the last 6 years. I have featured their conversations on the show.
I thought you did your laundry at an insane asylum.
No, no, that was last week with Crazy Girl. But Crazy Girl was experienced in Gupta's Laundry.
But they're closing?
I walk in and I go do laundry Tuesday night, yeah. I believe. Tuesday before I came headed to the studio to listen to Full Court Press Radio's last show. I came... And I walk in the door, and there's a sign on the door, and it's written in horrible, horrible handwriting, so I never read them. Because it's like part English, part hieroglyphics, part kindergarten. That's pretty much how the language wow. is written. So I never pay attention to it. I only read the ones that are in English.
So it's like a bilingual kindergarten Egyptian kid.
That's exactly what it is. So I'm in there, and I noticed that her business, the two owners that I normally encounter is Gupta and Mrs. Gupta, but her son, who I know is the brains behind the business, was there. This is the kid that has two cell phones always pinned to his ear, and he speaks perfect English. He is the education. He is the Americanized son. Okay. So when I walk in, the last time I saw him there, they were remodeling the place. They were painting it, and they were installing new broken washers and new broken dryers, and he was devising new ways to rip your clothes. I mean, that's when he's there, it's business.
Yeah.
This time he's there, and I overheard. I'm loading my Fruit of the Looms into the washer, and I overhear him talking to another customer that I have seen there quite often. And they're hugging, and they're like, oh, we're going to miss you guys. And then the Mrs. Gupta's like, she's really loud. She's like, we're going to close the store. You know, she's yelling at the top of her lungs because she's just loud. And her son is there, you know, speaking all prolifically and very educated. He's like, yes, we apologize, but the fiscal layout of this business is not favorable to our long-term plans. You know, because that's just how he talks.
Yeah.
But they're like sad and everything. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what they were talking about. I really wasn't registering it because, you know, I was holding my Fruit of the Looms, wondering how did that stain get there. But I digress. So then this lady walks in. And she's like, hi, I'm here to respond to the Craigslist ad. And I'm like, I didn't pay attention. I really wasn't paying attention. She was there because they're selling all the washers.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
They're selling all the washers. So then I go outside to make a phone call. And I come back. And that's when I saw the hieroglyphic child handwriting of a sign that was on the door. And they're selling the washers for $500 or $300 a piece. And the dryer... The two dryer commercial dryers for $1,000 a piece. They're selling the candy machine. They're selling the Mrs. Pac-Man game. It's an arcade. If I had $1,500, that thing would have been here in the studio.
Oh man, that'd have been great.
But it's sad that it's going away. And I was literally like, "Where the hell?" I don't think we've ever gotten this far into this.
I know, right?
Wow.
Wow, I didn't know we were going to get a mandolin in the background.
Man, this is a really sad story.
This is
music
so sad.
Music changed.
But I can't believe it. Goomta has been the staple of some of the wildest stories that we've had on the show. And I've been going there for 6 years, and I literally feel like I don't know what I'm going to do. What can I have no idea. Like, where I have to find another laundromat.
You buy your own machine.
Man. No, it's very well documented on the show. Hello, listener Gail, that it costs me more money to have a washer and dryer in my house than it does for me to drive to a laundromat.
Does your dry cleaner wash?
I kind of want to save up $500 just to buy me one of those commercial size laundry.
Well, now that Goopta Laundry is closed, no, the big commercial ones, the big huge cylinder ones where you can put like five comforters in, those aren't $500.
Oh, okay.
Those big behemoths, they were letting go for $3,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, never mind.
But they're probably not going to write any receipts because those washers never work.
Oh. But those washers, you can wash, three loads in one.
Yeah.
In, less than 30 minutes.
Philippius can put all his clothes in that washer machine and himself in that washer machine, wash his clothes, spin himself, and shower and bath all at the same time, and come out squeaky clean.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And hairless.
But it broke my heart that Goomta's Laundry is closing.
That sucks.
I know.
So what are you gonna do?
I don't know. I was driving around the neighborhood trying to see if another laundromat. There was one that's got the same hours, but it was some shady characters up in there. Now Goomta's, there was never any shady characters because Goomta's was located in a— and it's not really called Goomta's Laundry. That's just what we nicknamed it. But Goomta's was located in this very small strip mall, and it was tucked away in a corner. It was smashed between a failed salon and a dentist's office and a Pizza Hut. That's all that was in there. The AutoZone that used to be in this little small strip mall is gone. Mm-hmm. And then there's a Civis that sits in the corner. So it's tucked behind the Civis, so you can't even see it from the street unless you're looking for it.
That's why his business failed.
that might be very—
Civis killed him.
Civis doesn't— you can't go in Civis and wash your clothes.
Yeah, but you can't see the laundromat because of Civis.
But I had my system down. I knew the flow of people.
Change
is
good.
No, yeah, it is. That's right. But I knew the flow.
That's the first time I seen him give up that easily.
I couldn't take it anymore, man. Change is all right. Change is good until you change over and you start dating your molester boyfriend again.
What?
This honey boo boo bitch.
Wow.
Tell us how you really feel.
Honey boo boo.
Number
bitch.
One, I am so sick of these. And by the way, yes, that was a beautiful segue. I'm so sick of this family. This honey boo boo bitch. Mama, June, July, and August, because she's so big, her birthday stretches all 3 months.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Nasty cement-crusted neck.
Ooh.
This bitch here, let me tell you about it. All over the news is back. Number one, Sugar Bear. Yes, I'm not making these names up.
Wow.
Sugar Bear left the Honey Boo Boo behemoth mama 4 months ago. It was 3 months ago that we learned that she is now back with the man that was in jail convicted for molesting an 8-year-old.
Oh, wow.
He is a convicted child molester.
And his name is not Sugar Bear.
His name is not Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear saw the writing on the wall, and Sugar Bear was like, I can see that this is going to ruin everything that's going on, so I am going to do my best to talk off microphone, and he beat Cheeks up out of Dodge. Sugar Bear is gone. He now then found him a woman with 3 teeth instead of 2 that weighs less than a metric ton.
He doesn't have cement in her neck.
So this honey poo poo mama bitch, behemoth, got back with this child molester. As I was reading up to get the latest details on it, I Google searched it, and the 8-year-old that he molested is the honey boo boo bitch's 20-year-old daughter.
Wow. What?
He's She then got back with the dude that molested her daughter.
Wow.
He forced her, according to reports, he forced her into performing an oral act on him.
Wow.
She's 20 years old now. She was 8 when this happened, and she's back with her. And the daughter has come out to, of course, TMZ and confirmed that this is the guy that did what she did. And TLC made the best decision. TLC, the network that airs Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
TLC made the best decision possible. Now, of course, this is only from reports from TMZ. TLC canceled the show. So I asked TLC, it took this for you to cancel that train wreck?
Right.
Have you ever spent any time watching the Honey Boo Boo Poop-tacular?
No.
Good. Don't.
I seen a commercial and I was like, that's dumb. But then I remember it was on TLC, which stands for Totally Live Crazies.
Yes.
So
which is supposed to be the learning channel. The only thing we can learn from Honey... Now, TLC has some great programming. I don't want to knock them too bad. But the only thing we can learn from watching the Honey Boo Boo is how to be dumb.
Dumb.
There is nothing entertaining about seeing that chubby little girl be exploited for being a chubby little girl. And now, her mama, she was found... There was reports to say that Mama June is what she's known on the show. But here on Fat Girl Radio Show, she's the Honey Boo Boo Bitch Behemoth Mama. She was found leaving the set or the filming of Honey Boo Boo to go be with Chester Molester. And I don't have to say allegedly, because there are court documents that he was convicted, trialed and convicted of child molestation.
Wow.
So there's no allegedly here. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm not making any assumptions. He literally was convicted of molesting an 8-year-old girl.
Yeah, he did the time because he did the crime.
He did the time because he's doing the crime. And this big fat mama bitch is back with him.
That is just dumb.
What is wrong with these people?
She crazy.
You know what I say?
Yes.
No home training.
No. No home. No, she was clearly trained at home because she walks on the leash very well.
Yeah.
This trips me out. And I don't like talking about the Honey Boo Boo show on Fat Guy Radio Show because it is the dumbing of America. It literally is. And that little girl, not the one that Chester Molester, the kid fondler touch, Honey Boo Boo, the star of the show.
You know, actually her name?
No, her name is something like Candy something or something.
Then why
like
the hell
that.
Do we call her Honey Boo Boo?
Because that's her nickname. They call her Honey Boo Boo.
That's retarded.
I also think they call her Honey Boo Boo because she looked like she didn't ate 4 or 5 picnic baskets. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That's a little girl. Please send your complaints to Philippians.
Hey, boo boo. Let's go steal some picnic baskets.
4 of them.
Honey Boo Boo. Let's go get some picnic baskets. No, I can't believe the Honey Boo Boo man beast is dating the child molester. And the daughter that was molested by the man that the mom is, they can't be, you know, they can't be loving.
No.
There ain't no way that they can be loving because there ain't man sizes big enough to fortify what is between those Honey Boo Boo man bitch behemoth crusty neck thighs. Could you imagine what it's like up in there?
It was like Carlsbad Caverns.
It is the 8th wonder of the world. Ain't nobody been in there. Hell, she ain't even been in there. I cannot picture Mama June, July, and August having any type of sexual relationships with anything that isn't bigger than her. And the only thing that is bigger than her don't want to have nothing to do with it because elephants can do it by themselves. I don't like this woman.
Chester Molester has to walk in there and tickle the walls with all four.
Yeah. No, he's got to walk in there. He's got to walk in there not with a battery-powered apparatus. He's got to walk in there with one of those ground tampers
they do to pat the dirt.
And he just walks in there.
He has to set off charges like Armageddon.
Yeah, he's gotta go in there and set off some C4 to get any type of stimulation to the important parts. Can you imagine the smell?
Oh man, come on.
It's like old rusted mayonnaise.
Oh!
No!
She wasn't ready!
And it's probably a forest in there. Could you imagine? There's probably 100-year-old trees growing.
That's where Ebola started.
This nasty. This nasty bitch is so... I'm sorry I didn't lost all respect for this nasty... Oh, God! Okay, enough of this. I can't believe this bitch is back with the molester of the childers.
That is horrible.
You know what? She deserves everything she gets. And even if she dumps them, I think TLC would be even wrong. Grr. If they put that show back on the air after that's all done. I don't think it should. But it's getting great publicity if the show was still on, so TLC might very well do that. Because they like a train wreck.
Yeah.
Alright, on the other side of this break is what the hell is Corey tweeting and Renee Zellweger's face. We gotta talk about this, boys. This is big and in the news. We'll be back on Fega Radio Show. Back up!
Hey! When you hear these zombies shriek. We're so sorry, skeletons. You're so misunderstood.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I got to tell you about it once again. Halo 6. Halo 6, the premium electronic cigarettes. These electronic cigarettes are amazing. I have mine here right in front of me. I'm so glad, even though I still have a little bit of a cough, I'm back on my Halo 6, baby. And I'm enjoying it. And it's the greatest product on the planet. I see these vape stores popping up all over the valley. They are everywhere. But none of them. I walk in. I pulled up to a light detail the other day. I was driving, and I looked over at this guy who was vaping in his car, and I swear, it looked like he had one of these microphone arms hanging out of his lips, and then it lit up at the end. It was in the evening. It lit up at the end with the light, and the light illuminated the whole damn car. It was so big and so huge. I'm like, if that dude keeps puffing on that thing, he's going to land a plane. It's all the blinking lights and everything. Don't be like that guy, folks. Be like me. I love my Halo 6. You will too. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. And just because it's the holiday season, one more time. Give it to me, Mocha.
Halo 6. I'm vaping, baby.
Renee Zellweger's face!
What?
Oh, I gotta get my stinger out. I'm gonna have to do that again. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Philippius, all the way up on this. Renee Zellweger's face!
What?
Have you seen these pictures?
Yes.
Of Renee Zellweger?
Yes.
All right, so we're flashing it up on the old Ustream for those of you that are watching this. Look at this picture. There's clearly a difference.
Actually, that first pic is a really good picture of Renee Zellweger because the pictures I used to see of her, her face was a lot fatter than that.
Okay.
Like, especially in, like, what was it? Princess Jones Diary.
A lot of people are saying that this new picture of her is she's stating she didn't have any work done. A lot of people are disagreeing with it, and a lot of people aren't. She looks completely different, but I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence when it comes to this new picture. I mean, it's the hottest story right now everywhere about the difference in her face. Literally plastic surgery. It looks like she's got, it looks like her chin. She got her chins done. It looks like she got her eyes done. And not anything done with the lips or the nose. But,
It just looks like her.
But she has more forehead now, too.
Yeah. But in the one pic, it looks like her forehead is just covered by her bangs. The other ones, her bangs are pulled to the side. So, I mean, that could reveal a lot of forehead.
Now, she's claiming that she just aged. That's just what age does.
Nah, she... In the second picture, she clearly looks like... Have you seen Legally Blonde?
I don't recall, but... Yeah. I remember Renee Zellweger. Wasn't she in one of the Jim Carrey movies?
Yeah, she was in...
Mask?
No, Liar, Liar.
Liar, Liar. I think so. Liar,
but
Liar.
No, I'm talking about the... there's this movie, Legally Blonde. There's this lady, she does like the bend and snap.
Yeah.
That Reese Witherspoon teaches her. But I forgot what other movie she was in.
I'm pulling up.
Oh, Stifler's mom.
I'm pulling up the IMDb. She wasn't Stifler's mom.
No, I'm not saying she, Renee Zellweger, was. I said,
what you gonna do is you gonna stop yelling
at
me.
I'm trying to tell you that in the second picture, she looks like Stifler's mom.
Oh! Oh, I see that.
There we go.
All right. Renee Kathleen Zellweger.
She was in Cinderella Man.
Was she in Cinderella Man?
Yeah, she was. Don't fight, Momo. You fight again, Russell Crowe, and I'm going to leave you.
Yeah, she played Mae Braddock in Cinderella Man, and she was in Bridget Jones's Diary and Shark Tale, and she was never in a... Oh, she was in Me, Myself, and Irene.
Me, Myself, and Irene.
That's the last time I remember her as being relevant. And
I thought she was in Liar Liar too.
Dude, the last thing she was in 2010.
What movie was it?
My Own Love Song.
I never
That was the last thing. Her next project.
Is that the one with Jude Law?
I don't know. And you know my computer's all screwed up, so I'm afraid if I click on it right now, explode.
I completely understand.
I don't know. Philippians, have you seen her face?
Yes.
What do you think? Do you think she had work done, or do you think she really had work done?
Yeah, really did.
Oh, well, yeah, that was forced.
I really think she had work done.
I said she had work done, Corey.
If ever someone had work done, it was that bitch.
It was
right there.
She had the work done, Corey.
You know how I know she had work done, Corey?
How did she have work done?
Because it was my uncle who did the work.
It was my uncle. We laid her into the driveway in the front yard, and we got all of our lawn equipment out, and we changed Renee Zellweger's face.
This is a snaggletooth bitch.
We did this with this.
Thus saith Philippians.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying.
She hasn't been relevant since 2010.
That's 4 years ago.
That's a long time for Hollywood.
Yeah. 4 years ago.
But for
like
her to
ago.
Resurface and look like this.
I mean, at least it's not Sammy Sosa.
Do you think?
Sammy Sosa was black, and then next thing you know, he comes back and he was white.
Or Kenny Rogers.
I don't even know who Kenny Rogers is.
Oh my God, you don't know who Kenny Rogers is?
Isn't he like the...
He's a country singer.
The fat guy, right?
No, not anymore. He came back and his face was all just... It's like somebody... I can tell you how he got his face lived on. Somebody just walked up to him and went... Boo!
That's what it's saying. Yamo be there, right?
Yeah.
Yamo be there.
Yeah, yeah. And his face just stayed like.
He every day is Halloween for him. He's scared all the time.
He is forever surprised.
Oh.
Do you think Renee Zellweger looks better or worse now? What do you think?
I'm not gonna lie, she looks a little sexy. I might take it down.
You think she get the business?
She got that.
She's 40 something years old now.
She got that cougar swag, like what is that? What is Monica from Friends' name?
Cougar swag.
She got that cougar swag.
She could teach me some things, man.
Like Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox got some major cougar swag.
Oh, yeah.
On.
Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox can definitely get her last name. I'm telling you right now. But you think, Philippians, what do you think? Do you think she looks better now, or was it a bad decision on her part?
Yeah, she all right.
She all right.
Oh, that's spoken like a true Mexican.
Yeah, Philippians. She all right.
I seen her before we did the work, so I can't really be biased right now.
Corey, stop questioning me. I'm Philippians.
Am I at trial or something?
Always.
I don't think, I can't help but think of Renee on the last time that I knew her as relevant in Me, Myself, and Irene. She just looks like she's gotten older, but she's also had some work done. So I'm like right down the middle. I don't think we'll ever know, but here's the thing. If they were planning on getting us to talk about her, they were successful.
Yeah.
They were definitely successful, but it's one of the biggest stories out there.
I'm looking at the picture right now like, damn.
You think she, in both pictures or just in the one?
In the new one.
In the new one?
She got that. I'm talking about cougar swag on fleek.
You're talking paper bag, plastic bag, or no bag?
Man, she better come out with a porno next or something.
Yeah.
She got me on my little D right now.
Oh. All right. Well, enough to the Catherine Zeta-Jones.
About to unleash the beast.
All right. Well, enough of you, Catherine Zeta, bitch. You didn't pick my man. Why are people jumping over the White House fence?
What?
Let me help you fix this, America. Hey, President Obama, it's your boy, Corey Blaze here. I know you don't know me, but I don't know you either. I don't know what that means. I'm going to tell you, Secret Service agents, how to stop these idiots, even if the last one that jumped over the fence had a mental problem. I'm going to tell you how you fix this. The next one of them, some of my bitches that jump over that fence, all you got to do is kill one. You did it in 1975. Everybody was pissed off at you for killing it. But you know what? Ain't nobody jumped over that damn fence since 1975. The next some of my bitch that jumped that fence on the north, south, east, or west lawn, screw them dogs releasing them dogs out. This ain't the 1800s. We don't release the hounds. You need to take one of them out. And I guarantee you not another other person is going to jump over that fence.
That's super hardcore.
This is America. People are dumb. Why are you jumping? You're not going to get into the White House. You're going to make the news. Fox News is going to talk about you for 4 days. And I can tell you this, since this news has come out, and I know we're up on a break, since this news has come out, ain't nobody said crap about Ebola. What did I say?
Right? You were right. You were right. Since Renee Zellweger and this...
Ain't nobody talking about Ebola. It's in the bottom scroll of the news. It's no longer a big deal. What did it take? 7 days since the last time I said it.
Yep.
White House, Secret Service. You just got to kill one. Every 20 years, you got to kill one of them gate jumpers. Deal with the press. Take them out. That's the fix. That's the dumbest thing to jump over a fence. Walk through the damn fence. It's open.
He said, every 20 years, you got to kill a gate jumper.
You got to kill one. We'll be right back on the other side of this break with what the hell is Corey tweeting, damn it. Flowers and my love never to come back. Who's that? There's somebody on the White House fence. Hold on, I get it. You know what? If W, his country ass was in there, would nobody be jumping over that fence because he'd shoot him himself.
Right?
Get the hell out the way.
A be like, hey, Secret Service, give me that damn rifle. Hold on. I see one of them little hippies over there on the... Oh, there we go. I just shot one.
Yeah, you need to shoot him.
I know it hasn't been 20 years, but I had an itch in my trigger finger.
You got to kill one, I'm telling you right now. And then once you kill them... You got to go buy you a Fathead for Fathead.com. Fathead for real. If you know what Fathead, if you don't know what Fathead is, get ready for your mind to be blown and not in the way that the White House Secret Service needs to start blowing the brains out of these people. Fathead for real. It's a holiday time. This is the perfect gift for anybody. Even if you get it as a little gag gift because the prices are so cheap, you can get your face blown up to like 18 inches for like change back on a $30 bill. It's absolutely amazing. Fathead for real. Real big Fatheads. Get your Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. Blow ups that go up on the wall. You can get Kobe up on the wall because it's probably the only place you're gonna see him. You can get Spider-Man up on this wall. Your collegiate symbol, all that up on your wall. You can trick out your man cave like there ain't no tomorrow. The Super Bowl is just a month or two away. You need to trick out your man cave now. And ladies, you need to get something for your man, or you need to get something for your kids because they got all of the SpongeBob, the Star Wars, all of those characters, Tinkerbell, all of those are available at Fathead For Real. Just go through Fathead For Real's banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com and shop today, and it'll be the most unique gift you could possibly give somebody. It's a good time. I want a Fathead. I called up. I said, hey, can I get a Fathead? They said, Corey, you already got one, and then they hung the hell up on me. No, I'm kidding.
Ouch.
That's not true. That's not happening. I'm sorry. What day is it? Where's Pauline?
What? Making butter, baby.
All right, we're getting ready to go into the segment that is sweeping the nation. But before we get to that detail, you looking fine as hell today, boy.
Oh, thank you. That's my only job to do is just look fine as hell.
That's true. It's what the hell is Corey tweeting. Here on FatGuyRadioShow.com with yours truly, D-D.
Sorry.
I love that part.
Sorry, okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for What the Hell is Corey Tweeting?
What is he tweeting?
The real Corey Blaze. At Corey Blaze tweeted out 3 days ago.
That's me.
There are 12 other places I rather be. Now, I already know what one of those places is. My bad.
Yes.
What are the other 11 places, Corey?
Well, DT, I'm glad you asked. I was in a meeting and I was feeling like the lowest common denominator during this meeting. That's what triggered that tweet. I was like, I could think of 12 other places that I can be right now, because my mind wasn't in anything that was taking place at the time. I felt like I couldn't add anything to what was taking place. So I was like, my mind was just all gone. 400 different places, or 12 different places. I just didn't want to be where I was at the time that I sent that tweet.
I know exactly how you feel when that happens.
It sucks.
It is the worst feeling of all. But you never answered my question.
Yes.
Name those other 11 places.
Oh, let me see. The other 11 places.
The gynecologist?
The
dentist?
The gynecologist, definitely. Another place that I would rather be would be your bed was number one.
Yep, I already knew that.
Your bed was number one. Number two would probably be Philippius's bed.
Ooh.
Number three would probably be both of you in my bed.
Mm.
Riding the waves.
Right.
Of my thigh.
And your stomach.
The fifth place would probably be both me, you, Philippius, in your bed.
Mm. I love back fat.
Yeah, big bed.
Actually, oh, God.
It's okay. It's a twin size, but we all can huddle up.
Huddle. Oklahoma.
Ohio.
Oh, is it Ohio?
Actually, it's Omaha.
Oh, hell.
Omaha.
Well, we're not a sports show, so we don't give a crap.
I know where you were going with it, though.
Thank you very much. I don't know what the other places would be. I can't think of that many, but where I was at the time that I sent the tweet, I was not at the chocolate factory. Why would I not want to be there? It's a chocolate factory.
I know where you wanted to be.
Where I want to be.
Applebee's.
Why?
Because it's food and you're fat.
That's another thing. Food and I'm fat. Why? Every time. Food. Is that the butt of every joke? Is food and I'm fat?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're fat. And it's true.
Thank you. We got to get the hell out of here. All right, honey boo boo mama bitch. The next story that I want to read about this bitch is that her funeral is on Friday. All right, folks. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. The holiday shopping season begins now, DT.
Now.
When?
Today.
The early bird gets the worm, and DT, I got up early. Shop through FatGuyRadioShow.com for all your holiday gifts and share our Amazon portal on your social media. Nothing costs more, but you'll still get all the amazing Amazon shopping benefits when you shop through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@BDBRadioNetwork.
We are on Twitter.
Yes.
Facebook. And Instagram. Spread the word about the show. And subscribe on iTunes.
Start the show.
And catch the live video replay on our exclusive Vimeo page.
You is fine as hell, boy. Why? I don't get why you were just so damn sexy.
I don't know either. Maybe because I'm not fat.
What you need to do is stop playing. Oh, screw you. You can kiss my ass.
Oh.
For Philippians and Corey Blaze.
And DT.
You hurt my feelings, you sexy bastard.
I'm sorry.
Damn you.
I love you, though.
No, you don't.
I really do.
No, you don't.
I pick on you because I love you.
No, you kid because you love?
I kid because you notice I never make jokes about Philippians.
No, because you like Philippians.
No, because I hate Philippians.
No, because when we go out, you guys end up just palling around and, it's all the Philippians and DJ show. Let's leave the fat, ugly, fat radio talk show.
It has never happened.
Leave
like
him
that.
In the car with the donuts.
No. I am the donuts.
And I'm the whipped cream.
What is the whoop cream? You need to stop playing. It's the end of the show. I can't stand up now.
You don't have to stand up.
We got 2 minutes to kill, and I can't stand up now because I ended the show too early.
With the turkey too fast.
The turkey baster popped out the turkey too quick.
Oh, man.
One of those chips of semen on the back of Honey Boo Boo's mama's neck fell off too early. It was premature show closing.
Dang.
I can't. We got 2 minutes to go.
Premature show ejaculation.
We ejaculated the show before we should have ejaculated the show.
Oh,
I don't know what to do at this point because there's not enough time to start another topic.
No, the show wasn't ready.
For Fat Guy Radio Show, I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people!
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so suck it! DT, you really hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry.
Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. I'm going to rape. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Corey Blaze back. You thought the show was over. Not so. Gotta remind you about fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Get over there now, fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor, and tell us about it if you have a good experience. And now, this is the real end of the show.
One, you're running fast, though.